Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
So yeah, it's that time of the show. Anthony Heron's first time doing 5 on it with us. He's in for Layla Rahimi, who is getting ready for the Sky's home opener against the New York Liberty that you can hear right here on 670 The Score. Layla will be on the call, color commentary alongside Kylan Mills. And what were you going to say, Ant?
I love that the big voice guy who did the intro for it, that he didn't say, I've got 5 on it. He said, I've got 5 on it. Like, as he just announced the name of the segment, said it as was intended in the song.
I think we're culturally into it enough as a unit, as a group, right, that they can understand what we need when we ask our big voice guy to do big voice things. We're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Without further ado,
5 on it.
Yesterday, the Score's Mark Grody asked Bears coach Ben Johnson about Caleb Williams' father, Carl, calling Chicago the place where quarterbacks go to die. This is how the exchange went down.
When you hear it uttered, as in from the article, from the upcoming book, that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die. Like, from a distance, did you see that? And what do you think when you hear that?
I love it. I love the opportunity to come on in and change that narrative. That's where great stories are written. And so we're looking to write a new chapter here, 2025 Chicago Bears, and looking forward to the future.
Do you believe Ben Johnson is finally the head coach that will fix the quarterback problems in Chicago?
Bears fans everywhere are talking about, finally, it happened to me. See, I can sing too, not as well as you, but I can go there if need be. Listen, he better be. They're paying that man, like, I don't know what the wins and losses are going to look like, but he better have Caleb Williams optimized, and I think he will. It's just a matter of, can that also work with him being the head coach and leading this team in a competition where it's all relative? It's like, you can have Caleb Williams be the franchise quarterback and not be as good team-wise as you would want to be. And when I say as you would want to be, I mean, I'm talking about Super Bowl contenders. Let's not downplay why he is here. He is here to make Caleb Williams great, and he's also here to lead the Bears back to the Super Bowl. That is why Ben Johnson was hired, because the belief that he can do both of those things, not just one or the other, but both. And one is incumbent on the other, obviously.
I think that the fact that, I mean, you mentioning the finances of it, that just strikes me in my head. Like, he's got to average, what, like $1 million a win to really feel like he's delivered on that notion then in this very first year? That'd be quite an accomplishment if he could get that done. But I do think he's going to be the guy to finally get a Bears quarterback, a Bears first-round pick, a Bears young playmaker behind center to flourish here in Chicago, to hit that 4,000-yard passing plateau that nobody's ever hit before.
It's just 236 yards a game.
There are so many other franchises in football that have developed several successful quarterbacks this century that they've drafted and at least led them to a playoff run. The Bears haven't done that. The Bears haven't drafted a quarterback that's been able to lead them into a playoff run yet. This entire century, but like the Ravens and the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the 49ers, the Buccaneers, all these other franchises have had several bites of that apple. Not all first rounders, but just guys they draft who turn into a playoff quarterback for them. The Bears aren't a franchise that does that. It's got to change. I think Ben Johnson's going to be that guy.
I hope you're right. And I think you're right. I think that is the hope. But I've seen so much hope on this franchise go and come up short. And I think that's what people are having a healthy skepticism about. But my whole thing is, I saw him do it. I've seen him do it other places. Now, he was just the play caller, not the head coach.
Right.
These are different duties overall. But that thing, I think that thing we can put in a bottle and say he can do this thing.
I mean, just at least fall into, like, Daniel Jones led the Giants to the playoffs before.
Well,
Caleb can do that.
Other teams
Bears,
have had quarterbacks,
right?
Quote unquote, lead them to the playoffs, but they weren't necessarily the driving force in them going to the playoffs. You want to see, with Ben Johnson as the head coach, Caleb Williams be the driving force in why they're going to the playoffs year after year after year, because that's what top level quarterbacks do. That's what Pro Bowl, well, non-alternate Pro Bowlers do. Is that, yeah.
Right. I think that's fair.
Are you more impressed with Cade Horton's first three games on the mound or Matt Shaw's most recent three games since he returned from AAA?
I like this question. I'm going to say, while Horton has been impressive, and I like the picks, Mitch, and him adding a changeup to the mix yesterday.
A serviceable changeup.
Yeah, right. And to struggle early and then be able to find his footing and figure things out throughout that game, was impressed. But I'll go with the recent three games of Matt Shaw, to me, have been more impressive. And yes, he had to go down to the minors and come back, but he's not only swinging a big bat. Jed Hoyer was talking about it too, just the fact that he's swinging more freely now. And that shows. So the offensive punch is already showing new life and what he's capable of. But then what he does defensively, yeah, it's imperfect, sure. You know, he's off balance a little bit. He throws a high one to first. But even just to be able to snatch that ball and be able to have it not dribble into the outfield and keep it to a single, I think all that talent and the dexterity that he has as an infielder shows up too. So I think Cups, and as a third baseman, he does show the potential just through these last three games to be their third baseman of the future. That's what we've been hoping for, and it's because of a versatile skill set.
I do love what Cade Horton's been able to do in his three appearances, two of them starts. Obviously, he's 2-0. The Cubs have now won all the games, I believe, that he's pitched. So
yeah.
In that sense, it's great. It's valuable. The issue I have is I know his bullets are limited this season. I know he hasn't been pushed beyond, he hasn't made it to triple-digit innings since he left high school. And that is a concern. And I know if I had to really think about it, he's probably only going to start for half the season, maybe. Maybe more, but they're going to be super careful with him, even in number of pitches that he throws every game, even though he has supreme swing or miss stuff, which the Cubs badly need.
But does that matter as much once Shota comes back? Once they get Showtime back on the mound, then it'll diminish the importance of having Cade Horton be a consistent starter. This is in my mind, assuming that the Cubs continue to be excellent and they go get another starter by
yes,
the trade deadline.
I think that's the plan, is for them to go get another starter, and then you can make the decision on Cade Horton versus Ben Brown, and then you can make the decision on bullpen and what role in the bullpen for either or both of those guys if they go out and get two guys. It's possible. You know why, though? You know why that's possible? Because they don't need a third baseman right now.
Yeah,
and the hope is that they won't need a third baseman. So I'm definitely more impressed, much like you, with Matt Shaw, because now when I look at that lineup and there's not a Vidal Brujan, there's not a Tater Workman as engaged in the lineup. There's now a guy, and Nicky Lopez, love his glove,
Can't say I'm in love with his bat. But now if Matt Shaw can be just an above replacement third baseman and be a good rookie and have a strong rookie season, what that lineup can do 1 through 9, that is scary, and it should scare opposing pitchers. And so that's why I think Matt Shaw's 3 games are more impressive, because he has not missed a beat since he came back up.
The White Sox lost to the Mariners 6-5 on Wednesday, but you know, it's not about wins and losses. We want to know how these young guys are doing on the South Side. Shortstop Chase Meidroth had 2 hits and an RBI. First baseman Till Melko hit a home run. Right-hander Shane Smith went 5 innings, giving up 2 hits, 3 earned runs, 6 strikeouts, and 2 walks. Which White Sox rookie are you most excited about?
So, at first, I was leaning into Shane Smith Jr. I really was, because he's been so impressive as a Rule 5 guy. But then I started thinking about how badly this team needs offense. And Chase Meidroth might be the solution leading off for the White Sox for years and years and years to come. And so I think I'm going to go with Chase Meidroth as the most impressive rookie so far, because here's a guy who's hitting over 300 on a team where if you try to find someone hitting close to 300, you ain't finding anybody else except for maybe Edgar Caro, who's in the 260s. His on-base percentage is .281. He's not a slugger guy, but if he can get on base and steal bags, he's already got 8 stolen bases. I like Chase Meidroth as a guy who can be maybe their version of a Nico Horner. And if you got to have guys who could do stuff like that, who could just hit, who can make timely decisions, who you can count on in the field. I like Chase Meidroth. I'm not waiting on Colson Montgomery to come and supplant him. I'm just looking at Chase Meidroth as a guy I'm excited about. I love Till Melko too. He hit his 3rd home run yesterday. He's got a lot of pop. We'll see if he can adjust to the pitchers adjusting to him. Still batting under the Mendoza line, if you will, at 161. But he slugs at 452, even though he's only batting 161. But Meidroth is my guy.
I'll go with you on Meidroth. And I think because it's, to me, as a pitcher, for some of the young arms they have, if you're able to at least be on the mound and be singular in your focus, then you can have a pitching staff that's struggling, but as a starting pitcher, still go out there and get your job done every 5 days. As a hitter, if the lineup around you isn't providing a lot of punch, then it's difficult to still continue to be in the midst of that lineup and really execute your task, because the opposing pitcher can attack you differently when there's not other threats around you. So that's what to me is impressive about Chase Meidroth, is that he's been able to, in an organization that's struggling with an offense that hasn't done much, to still be at least a consistent positive sign for them when he's been able to get his at-bats and show that he can handle the stick at the major league level. And while everyone else around him seems to continue struggling, he's at least been one of the bright spots offensively for the Southsiders. So yeah, I'm with you. I'll go with my draw.
Also, Shane Smith, I don't want to downplay what he's done so far this season. He had a rough outing. And if your rough outing is, I walked the first 2 batters, gave up a home run, and then gave up 1 hit the rest of the way, I think you're doing pretty well. And that's the story of yesterday's game, in which luckily he didn't have to take the loss, because the Sox were able to fight their way back and make it a close game before losing 6-5 to the Mariners and dropping the series. Could have won 3 series in 4, but they didn't, because they're the White Sox. Also on pace to win 48 games now, above that 46.5 over under for my many, many wagers with people around the office.
The NFL continues to spread the wealth and build their own by adding yet another platform on which they'll place a game next season, because the Week 1 matchup between the Chargers and the Chiefs in Brazil will air on YouTube and YouTube TV. Here's the question. If you can only choose one streaming app, like YouTube, Hulu, Max, Peacock, HBO Prime, Prime TV, Apple TV, Disney Plus, Netflix, and etc., to keep and never get the content from any other app, which one of those are you choosing and why?
The difference with my particular choice at streaming app than the others is that it's versatile. I'm Mr. Versatility. I like to be able to spray to multiple fields. So at least with Prime TV, if you've got a Prime TV account, then I believe you have an Amazon Prime account, which means you not only have the ability to view, you have the ability to shop. So I will go with Amazon Prime. It's just, it floors me, though. We were talking about this a little bit during the pre-show. Just the fact that all these different apps, and they're getting more expensive. It was supposed to be where people could cut the cord and save money. But now, when you're trying to access the NFL to this question that we're talking about, you need these games on this app, those games on that app, and there's the red zone over here and over there. And now you're just compiling all these different streaming services, so it costs just as much as it did.
Or more.
Or more when you had cable or satellite or anything else. So I'm okay as a dinosaur, having never cut the cord up to this point.
Oh, that's a good point. I cut the cord, and when I cut the cord, I got YouTube TV, and it was $39.99 with the sports channels, the sports premium tier.
Yeah.
That's now like $79.99, and then I still got to pay for internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so the bundle looks real good right now.
You got the pre-tariff pricing?
Pre-tariff pricing, yes. Now we're definitely in a post-tariff world. Yeah. The NFL continues to tax us with these NFL tariffs. If you want to watch all the games, you're going to need this, that, and several others.
So then would you put YouTube TV above the rest of them then?
I think I'm going to go Disney Plus because my love of
the Marvel movies,
Marvel, and you know, you can get the ABC on Disney Plus and ESPN on the Disney Plus, I think.
So you get Monday Night Football, but then like, can you watch Sunday Night Football there? Can you watch Thursday Night Football there? Can you watch whatever the new, like the NBA on NBC is coming back, man. They got John Tesh. Is bringing Round Ball Rock back to NBC. You can't get all that on Disney Plus.
I'll probably have another answer in a year. But for now, I'm going to stick with the Disney Plus.
Okay.
The correct answer is HBO Max. The best shows, the best movies, by far, it's HBO Max.
But they're losing the NBA.
I understand that, but you could still watch, like, my favorite show of all time, not pandering just because Tanny's in the room, but The Sopranos is my favorite show of all time. They have the best selection of shows. The Last of Us, great show as well. It's HBO.
I just finished watching Succession.
Amazing show.
I mean, it's a good show.
Don't break my heart.
Ooh, here we go.
I know there's probably some folks like me who haven't watched. Well, I've now finished it. We got through all four seasons over the last couple of months. It's a good show. It's really well acted. I feel like the acting is a lot better than the writing in Succession is the way I saw it.
Oh. Five
on it. Tyrese Halliburton's father, John, has been banned from all Pacers games since storming the court and waving a towel in Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo's face.
Hey, ban me.
That's right.
What he did. Ban me, I dare you.
The man dared to wave a towel in Giannis' face on the court after Indiana's Game 5 win over Milwaukee in the first round of the playoffs. Last night on Inside the NBA, Charles Barkley made the following plea to NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
It's time to let Mr. Halliburton back in the building.
Yes, it is.
Adam, I'm asking you, hey, my man paid his dues. He did something really, really stupid, but he's been punished. And I'm asking you and the Indiana Pacers to let Mr. Halliburton back in the building for game 3 and 4. It shouldn't be indefinite. He's been punished enough. He would never do anything that stupid again. So, Adam, you know how much I love you. And my man Kevin Pritchard, y'all let Mr. Halliburton back in the building for game 3.
Do you agree with Charles Barkley? Do you think Mr. Halliburton has paid his dues?
I think Mr. Halliburton has suffered punishment, which he earned, and I don't think now is the time. If they make it to the finals, okay, we can lift that ban, but not Pacers Knicks. We don't need this to become a side story. Pacers Knicks, this is not the right moment for me. But you know, technically it wasn't the NBA who banned him, it was the Pacers themselves. They just kind of came to the agreement because Tyrese, after that game, said, yeah, my dad's out of pocket. We'll talk about that. And that's when they came with the decision that he would not be involved in.
If it wasn't
games.
The Pacers who banned him, then the NBA should have stepped in anyway. Like I don't care whose parent you are, I don't care whose spouse you might be. You don't let some fan run on the court getting in the face of the opponent. What if Giannis would have slapped the taste out of his mouth? This would have become a really big deal because then Tyrese has to overreact because his dad was out of pocket, and then it turns into a melee. Yeah, they had the Pacers involved in the last malice that was going
on
that reshaped the basketball world. No, do not let him back in this series. Don't let him back in even if they make it to the finals. No, why? What has he done to earn the right to go to the finals?
He's done nothing. Nothing to earn it, but the grace exists. They could give him the grace of being like, you learn.
The grace will be he's allowed to start coming to games again next season.
Although, I will say this. Him reacting the same way his son reacted, but at a bar.
Right.
In front of TV cameras.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right, Ant. Maybe you're right.
He ain't learned
He did
nothing.
The choking sign as Tyrese Halliburton was doing the
choking. Keep that man at a distance where he is not going to do anything else foolish. And we'll see by next season when he's allowed to come back. That'd be my take if I was in that league office.
All right, so we'll see you later, John. We'll catch you next year. If his son wins the NBA championship, he can't be in the building
then
for it?
Then his son can text him or call him afterwards.
FaceTime.
And they can have a tearful FaceTime about how proud he is of Tyrese and everything he accomplished, that he's apologizing to his son that he ruined the opportunity to witness it in person.
It's
nobody
Heron.
Else's fault but his.
Disciplinarian Anthony Heron joins us on the show. That's how we're going to call you. We call you the disciplinarian.
Some lines you're across, man, because he's putting Giannis in jeopardy. Not physical jeopardy from him imposing a threat on Giannis, but if Giannis decided to get physical with that man, Giannis's personality, his career, his public image, perhaps his freedom could be in jeopardy if he'd put hands on that man running into his face where he wasn't allowed to be. So, no, I don't take that lightly at all.
Well, there you have it. No more John Halliburton in the future, but we do have plenty of John's son talk. Ben Johnson, the intensity that he has brought, although it's been a very, 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 very short stint as the Bears head coach, as described by his players, you're going to want to hear what they had to say about Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Bears, coming up next here on Raheem and Harris, Anthony Heron in for Layla on 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Raheem and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I think the great ones, they want to be coached hard. And that's really the assumption we're making with all these guys. They all, at one point in time, they've either come up to my office or DA's office or Coach Hightower's office, and they've all told us how much they want to be a good player, a good team. They want to be a part of greatness, and so we're going to treat them as such, and part of that is coaching them hard.
That is Ben Johnson. They want to be coached hard. Well, guess what? You might have a dude who's ready to coach him hard. Ben Johnson, the head coach.
Coach him hard then, Ben. Let's go.
For the Chicago Bears in his first stint as a head coach. I like to keep reminding people of that because it's different to be a head coach versus just being an offensive coordinator. But it's really different being a head coach who calls his own plays. And that's where Ben Johnson is. But that's why he's getting paid handsomely to do so. As Anthony Heron, who's in for Leila Rahimi, reminded us.
$1 million a win, right?
End of the playoffs, get a home playoff game and everything.
Division title.
Listen, it's real.
$2 million a win, you'll miss the playoffs probably in this division. There might be a division where you'd make it at $2 million a win. Because well, what is he at, like 13, 14?
Is 13
is something?
Is it 13? I mean, 13, that's where I have him, which is 7 and 10.
Okay.
So
all right.
You don't want to be averaging $2 million a win.
Okay.
That's not where you want to be.
It's not the return on the investment that we're hoping for.
So we're just now hearing for the first time players after being on the field working under Ben Johnson, a variety of expectations maybe, and now the reality of what it is to be coached by Ben Johnson. It's not pads, it's not training camp, but you can gather what the expectations are, right? Just from even the OTAs.
Mm-hmm. I think from a player perspective especially, you know, the tone and intensity that Ben Johnson brings to the practice field, you do want to kind of, you know, nuclear loose style, like announce your presence with authority. You do want to have the guys understand that it's a new day and we got a different vibe here. And from the head coach on down through the coordinators and the assistant coaches, to have that tone set of the expectations right off the jump. You know, the previous regime with Matt Eberflus talked about getting your track shoes on and how the pace and the hits principles and everything would play out at practice. But it was obvious in their production on the field or lack thereof. And then what we've heard more and more in the time since then is that there wasn't a consistency to holding the players accountable to that standard. So for Ben Johnson coming in, for one, you got a number of players who recognize and were very, very public about the fact that they weren't consistently being held to a championship standard. So Ben Johnson should feel as empowered as he will ever feel as Bears coach to step in the door right now, laying down a pretty significant groundwork for the expectations these guys will have to meet.
And whenever a new coach shows up, players are going to say things that they say whenever a new head coach plays up, like, can't wait to play for him. I think he's so great. His energy is so unrivaled. Like, it's a new coach. And when you add that into the fact of who the old coach was with Matt Eberflus, yeah, the expectations should be a lot higher than what we saw last year and for the past few seasons. So let's start with Kevin Byard, who was on the team last year, his first year with the Bears. Curious to his thoughts on what Ben Johnson brings to the table.
It's been fun. I would definitely say, I mean, I don't like to really like get into like comparisons and stuff like that, but just, you know, the intensity level of Ben Johnson, I feel like it's very evident. I think you guys can see that, you know, a couple of times where, you know, he's stopping practice. You can hear him. You can definitely hear him out there. So it's been fun. A lot of competition, especially going with the offense. So, I really like the additions we made on offense and defense. I think those guys are going to help us out a lot this year.
And so that's, like, I get what Kevin Byard's saying when he's talking, right? But it's hard for me to get riled up any kind of way, left, right, up, down, off of that, because that's what you're supposed to say when you have a brand new head coach who got paid a lot of money and who has a successful track record at his last job. That's like if we hire a new coworker tomorrow and I'm like, oh, this is our new coworker, like, he came from here and he did all this stuff. I'm like, great, welcome. I'm excited to work with you. Let's kill it.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen enough. And based on what you said earlier, no one's seen enough.
No one has.
This is install.
Very early to really be able to make any sort of definitively formed impressions of Ben Johnson. For us on the outside especially, but even the players internally, But you do want to, as Ben Johnson, lay that groundwork, and there's a balance to it. Now, I've been around first years of multiple coaches, whether it was Detroit with Marty Morningweg, Atlanta with Jim Mora. You know, I was in Green Bay, Mike Sherman was established. When I was in Pittsburgh, you had an established, Pittsburgh never changes head coaches. So Bill Cowher was as established as it got during the short time I was in Pittsburgh. So I've seen both ends of it. It can fizzle if you don't continue to find a way to keep players engaged. Sometimes you got to turn the roster over. But to be able to step in and immediately let players know what your expectations are, to do it in a formidable manner, but also a believable manner. You know, that was one of the issues Marty Morningweg had in Detroit, was that you could tell pretty quickly he was a guy who was trying to sort of carry himself like an enforcer sometimes, but he wasn't really an enforcer. It came off really inauthentic. And I think that's for Ben Johnson. He seems like an authentic guy. And so you can soften the blow at a certain point. You do want to step in here immediately, though, and let players know what the expectations are.
So the authenticity portion of that, I think it matters a ton, because are you believable in what you're bringing us and telling us about how the culture is going to be, how your standard is? It's interesting because a lot of these players are burdened by the traumatic experience of having played under Matt Eberflus,
right,
having played under Shane Waldron. And so I wonder how that's going to affect the players that are coming back from last year that played for the Bears last year. But then you do have unvarnished opinions from guys who never had to play for Matt Eberflus, didn't have to go through the 10-game losing streak. One of those guys, who also just happens to be, in my opinion, the most entertaining of the new ads, is Grady Jarrett. He was with the Falcons before, the only team he's ever known. Never played outside the state of Georgia before last year. Here's what he had to say about Ben Johnson and the type of standard he's setting.
He our leader, man. So, it's even across the board. You know, the standard is the standard. And what I can say is him, none of the coaches, D.A., they're not coming off of it, you know. And it's our job as players to put our best foot forward every day to reach what's expected of us. You know, we're never going to be perfect, but the strive to try to reach it, you know, that could breed excellence. So I'm excited for the standard that he's setting for everybody across the board, you know. So this ain't a program where it's like, you try to be guy friends to pat them to, you know, hopefully they'll buy in. No, it's you got to get with it. You know, I've been around for a long time, and that's the kind of culture you have to set, you know, early, because when the expectations are high, that's what you want.
The standard is the standard, Ant. That's what I heard. That's what stuck with me on that.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to be Mr. Nice Guy, kumbaya. It's like, no, we're setting a standard. If you don't meet it, well, you're going to find yourself somewhere else.
And I know there's probably a lot of folks whose main interaction with this is maybe just through movies or something like that, or things, you know, programming that's scripted, and may have a certain picture in their minds or some old school image of what intensity as a coach looks like. It doesn't necessarily mean you got to dog cuss a guy every snap. It doesn't mean you got to call players outside their name. You can be demanding without being demeaning. You can bring intensity to the practice field while still being respectful about it. There's an urgency that you can coach guys with, especially in modern football, where you know if an expectation isn't met, that you can call them out on it, that you can call them to task. You can even be confrontational about it without necessarily having conflict with that player in the moment. There can be a little bit of balance or nuance to that. They can take some craft. Not everyone is necessarily crafty enough to pull that off, but it's certainly plausible. I mean, I feel like that's what I was like as a coach. I mean, I try to explain things, try to be a teacher, but I was very intense every time I was on the field trying to drive guys and let them know expectations need to be met. That's where you can go from day one to day 30 to year 3. But if you've set that as the standard where guys know when we toe the line or when we step out onto the field that this coach is going to hold me accountable. This coach is going to call me to task. When we get into the meeting room, every little detail that's not right is going to be pointed out on a consistent basis. That matters.
What's the biggest difference in what you're describing when you talk about confrontation versus conflict?
Confrontation is where you're willing to point out someone's error. You're willing to let them know that you can take them to task for not doing something correctly, while not necessarily doing it in a way where you're saying you're at odds with them. we're in this together. We're trying to accomplish the same goal here, and here's where your mistake was made. Here's where there was an error in your approach. Look at your stance that you're in right here. If your feet are too wide, you're not necessarily going to be able to be as explosive getting up the field in a pass rush scenario. Look at the release you had as a wide receiver. You allowed the defensive back. You saw that at the last moment, the DB crept up within your personal space that much more closely, and yet you didn't have your hands ready for the release. That's why you weren't at the landmark you needed to be at in that time. So yes, it was an incomplete pass. It went off your hands, or the quarterback didn't get it out on time. That may matter in the end result, but here's the reason for it. And I can't let that slide now, because if I let that slide now, when we get into a game in the regular season, you're not going to have it as muscle memory. That's not allowable. And that's where here early, you want as much of this to become muscle memory as possible, to hold the players to account, to put the players into situations of intensity, to have them feel a level of urgency, because you're not going to be out here smacking into each other. You're not going to be padded up, running into guys over and over again right now. But there's a stress that you do want, especially some of these younger players. You want a level of stress that they have to react to, because as learners, whether they're a visual learner, an auditory learner, a kinesthetic learner, different guys will engage with that information and that teaching style in a different manner. And you want to get as much out of them as you can, but there does need to be a level of stress to it. And if that stress, if they don't respond adequately to it, that's where you either have them run the play again on the practice field, or you get into the film room and make sure that you correct exactly why something wasn't up to the standard that you expect of them.
Setting a baseline is what we're trying to see Ben Johnson do right now. Something that is easily evident did not happen last year with Shane Waldron as the offensive coordinator. I know Matt Eberflus and his defense, that was at a certain level that Shane Waldron just never even came close to reaching as the play caller for this team a year ago. We'll see where it goes with Ben Johnson as OTAs continue, especially interested in the mandatory minicamp. Right now, though, we're getting ready for a big game tonight down at Wintrust Arena. It's the Sky's home opener against the New York Liberty as they try to get their first win of the season. Our own Layla Rahimi will be part of that broadcast team, and we will have Carly Bell, WNBA reporter, on to discuss tonight's matchup that's coming up next on Rahimi and Harris with Anthony Herriot and for Layla on 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
And look out, Caitlin Clark pushes Angel Reese, and Angel Reese gets right up into Caitlin Clark. Afterwards, has something to say as Clark walks away. We know there are always increased eyeballs, energy, and attention around the matchups between Reese and Clark, and Angel Reese is still going after Caitlin Clark in the aftermath.
You know the most important place that Angel Reese and the Sky are chasing the Fever and everyone else? That would be the standings, because right now they are 0-1, one of only two teams in the WNBA who have yet to play their second game. They will meet the other team who has not yet played its second game. That would be the New York Liberty, the reigning WNBA champions. That's tonight, right here on 670 The Score. It's the first ever Chicago Sky broadcast here on 670 The Score. They host the New York Liberty at Wintrust Arena. Our own Layla Rahimi will be on the call alongside Kylan Mills and Alyssa Bergamini for the game. Coverage beginning at 6:45 on The Score and the Odyssey app. Here on Rahimi and Harris, Anthony Heron in for Layla, who is getting diligent prep work done for that game. She's not the only one who will be at that game at Wintrust tonight. We welcome in on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Carly Bell, host of Courtside with Carly Bell, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts, CircaLasVegas.com. Carly, welcome into the show. And listen, here's the problem. I know the Sky have a big game tonight. I know it's on 670 The Score, but they're going to need a massive upset to pull off one against Sabrina Ionescu, Brianna Stewart and company, because that team is stacked, loaded, and looking to repeat as WNBA champions.
Yeah, it's a big test for the Chicago Sky. If you just look at their first five games, I mean, talk about just a hard first opening part of the schedule. You play Indiana, you play Minnesota, you play New York, and then you play Dallas. And then next week it's four games in 7 days. So scheduling is not on the Sky's side right now. However, I think it's going to be a lot closer than people anticipate. When I was at practice earlier this week, I asked players, you know, having 4 days after such a really tough loss to Indiana and one that stung, you know, is that kind of beneficial? And they're like, it is, because we have the time to look at the film and go over everything and really study. But it also hurts because we have to stew in it a lot more and we kind of just want to play and get it out there. But I also think that's a benefit, because when you have that type of energy, especially after a loss like that, and you feel that and you're in that feeling for 3-4 days, that can give you a new sense of energy. And also, no team wants to lose their home opener in front of their home crowd. I think it's going to be a lot closer than people expect, but it is a tough test. Jonquel Jones, Brianna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu. You also have the new addition in Natasha Cloud for the Liberty. I mean, they absolutely have a tough test on it at Wintrust.
You mentioned not only the roster that the Sky face up with tonight, all the championship pedigree that's there, but on the whole, it's a bit of a feeling that maybe the Sky's roster, overall talent, top to bottom, may not match up well with some of the other teams that they'll face throughout the league. For Score fans who maybe haven't gotten to listen to the Sky, have a bit of a season preview for what the plausible expectations are for their squad this season, what do you think is a reasonable way to view the Sky as a team going into, you know, now their second game of the season?
Well, I think it's also this is game two of a 44-game season, longest WNBA season that we've ever seen. So to put high expectations on anything right now, I think, would be a little absurd. But I do see the Sky being a playoff team. They have a lot of veteran experience with Ariel Atkins. You bring in Courtney Vandersloot, Kia Nurse. You also have Elizabeth Williams back and healthy. And I know the last game didn't show it, but the growth from Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso is there. There is a lot more fluidity, especially from footwork in Camila Cardoso. She just looks incredibly confident. She's finally to understanding that she's 6'7" like, and is embracing being 6'7". And Angel, yes, everyone wants to talk about the finishing around the rim, but as Tyler Marsh has said, they want to have her kind of be a point forward, have her be more of a utility player. So you're going to see, I think she said it too, she does know how to, you know, push out the dimes and give the assists. So we're going to see how she's still going to rebound, obviously, but the assist numbers are also going to be up there, and she's still going to put up good scoring because she's expanding that shooting range beyond just the restricted area. You're starting to see things at the free throw line. She took a three against Indiana. We didn't see that last year until September. So the confidence is there, and this is a brand new team under a brand new system with a brand new head coach and a whole new coaching staff in the longest season of the WNBA. Like, there's a lot of factors, and it's going to take more time than just the 2.5 weeks that they've had in training camp to build chemistry. If they're still looking like this in July, then that's a different situation. But I have a feeling that game was a learning experience for them against the Fever, and they're going to be, I think they're going to look a lot better tonight. And I also think they're going to just look and grow a lot more over these next couple weeks.
Talking with Carly Bell. She is the host of Courtside with Carly Bell. You can get that on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. And Carly, a longtime WNBA reporter. And you mentioned a new coach, right? This is an organization surely still in the midst of a lot of transition. They had a one-year head coach in Teresa Weatherspoon. I'm just curious as to where Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso's heads are as far as acclimating to the league. Was the 1 year enough? How much growth is still left to be done for these young players who obviously have championship pedigree from their time in the SEC, shared time there? And also, what is it exactly that they're trying to get out of this season for them as individuals?
For both Angel and Camila, they want to make the playoffs. Both of them have said that they want to make a playoff run. Last year was the most that either of them have ever lost, and it really put a sour taste in their mouth. But I think to say that there's so much development even for the players that have been in the league for 8 to 10 years. And that is the identity that Tyler Marsh is preaching, is that to put these high expectations on these rookies and come into a league where they're playing against grown women is something that's going to take time. It's not going to happen in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. It's going to take 4 to 5 years to really start to see the development of the game start to iron out and be consistent. The biggest, statistically and historically, the biggest amount of growth that you see in the WNBA is from their rookie year to their sophomore year. And we've already seen that in one game. And to already see this identity that the Sky want to have, which is they want to play bully ball. They want to be disruptive. They want to be in your face. They really want to play physical. That identity is already being felt from the New York Liberty. Jonquel Jones said in her media availability earlier this week that this is a physical team. You can't underestimate the Sky. Yeah, you know, people are seeing like, oh my gosh, they only put up 58 points. That was some of the worst shooting that I think we're going to see all season. 29% is not, you know, that's not how you're going to win a basketball game. But to see that identity already being felt after one game and only a couple preseason games means that Tyler Marsh is doing something right. And for Angel and Camila, I want to see that high-low utilization happen because it was working against Indiana with Angel feeding into Camila, Camila feeding into Angel. And I want to see them just continue to find that confidence in them so that they are able to play consistent and not let the mental game of basketball really affect you. Basketball is 100% mental, 10% physical. So the moment that you start to feel, you know, your shots aren't hitting and your head starts to fall, you lost the game already. So you have to learn how to really tap in, have that mental strength and capacity to stay in the game, and so that you don't have something like what happened against Indiana happen to them again. And I don't think they want to experience that either.
I'm sure that they don't want to experience another 35-point blowout after losing to the Fever 93-58. Carly Bell, Thanks for joining us to talk about everything Sky as they get ready for their first broadcast right here on 670 The Score tonight for their home opener against the defending WNBA champion, New York Liberty. Thanks so much, Carly.
Thanks for having me on. And Marsh, love the shirt. Rocking it already.
I appreciate you. I appreciate it. You know, I got to represent from my teammate, Layla, and the W at large. Again, 13 teams, 8 playoff spots. The Sky's clearly stated goal. They just want to get to the playoffs. Don't be one of the bottom 5.
That's right.
Easier said than done, though. We'll see what happens. Coming up next, we have one football aficionado analyst in studio. How about we make it 2? Chris Emma joins us to tell us everything that's going on at Hallis Hall and beyond. That's when we come back with more Raheem and Harris. Anthony Heron in for Layla on 670 The Score.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.